The official opening of the house began shortly before dawn. In a brief ceremony, the leading men of the village invited the spirits of their ancestors to occupy the building prepared for them. This ceremony included the beating of sticks and chanting to welcome the spirits. And, as they entered the building, the spirits sang their songs. The first rays of sunshine illuminated the totem at the apex of the gable, and gradually as the sun rose, we could see the decorated areas beneath the eaves, with painted faces, wild fruits, flowers and feathers. The flutes continued to sing, evidence that the spirits had entered the house. The masks in the walls represented the village's most famous ancestors, and the open spaces between them were the eyes of the house. Once the spirits had entered the house, they had to be fed. So a pig was killed, cooked and divided into as many pieces as there were families represented in the house. Then a piece of meat was hung up alongside the space allotted to each family. The most decorated of the posts, in a favoured position, belonged to the man whose family had done the most to build the house. In other cases, the meat was simply hung up alongside each man's possessions. In this case, a kerosene lamp, a water bottle, his favourite headband, and some bedding.